Kanye.
Heel Kanye.
Kanye.
Yeah. Out of time. Dilala. Lord Saint tonight. What is mine?
What is that?
Drew McIntyre's first entrance.
Great. What's going on? Welcome to another episode, long overdue episode of The Kick Out.
Hey guys, did you miss us?
It's been a long time. Shouldn't have left you.
Step two.
Go on. My name is Ace, by the way.
My name is Skillet, by the way.
My name's Tay.
By the way. And I'm Flu, Mother Boop.
Mother Boopers.
Mother Boops.
And here we are.
You've been missing for 3 weeks, haven't we, guys?
It's been 3 weeks.
We've been busy people.
Terrible.
But we've been busy, and we also gave you a lot of content over the WrestleMania weekend, because sometimes we need a rest.
Yeah. So we had to take a small breather after the madness that was WrestleMania.
Tay had that beef with Ace. We had to squash that.
We had to squash that.
Massive beef. Yeah. It got bloody.
I was watching, this is random, but I was watching Girls Trip yesterday for the first time, and they were in New Orleans, and I was having loads of flashbacks, like, I walked down there with my mates.
Hey.
Drunk. You seen Girls Trip? Because it's set in New Orleans.
No. I've heard it's very good.
It's very funny. It's very funny.
They were down Bourbon Street.
Yeah, most of it is like they're down Bourbon Street, they're drinking and stuff. Yeah. They did one thing that we didn't do though. So you've seen it. Yeah, the zip line. They zip line from bar to bar.
We can do that? You can have done that?
I feel like someone should have been able to do that. We should have found that, man.
You know what? To be honest with you, we were very full on. We had a lot of work.
Yeah. The only thing is, in Girls Trip, when they zip line, one of them, I think it's Jada Pinkett, gets stuck in the middle and ends up pissing over everybody in Bourbon Street, which is...
Who stars in Girls Trip? What's the star?
Queen Latifah.
Okay.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Same people that was in...
Who's the main character?
Regina Hall.
Regina Hall.
Who's that?
Tiffany Haddish.
You'll know if you see her.
Yeah,
I know Tiffany Haddish.
Tiffany Haddish. She's hilarious. She steals the movie. But we're not talking about movies today. We're talking about wrestling.
Well, we're talking about one movie.
Are
we allowed to talk about it? It's been 2 weeks.
Look, they've had enough time to see it.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it by now, fuck off.
Yeah.
But Thanos demands silence, though.
Thanos does demand silence. Have you done that thing that did thanoskillme.com?
What was that?
You just go on and it tells you whether you survived or not. I didn't survive.
Did you not?
Yeah, you just go on and it just comes up and it's 50-50. And yeah.
Try.
Oh, there you go. Tay's going to try it right now. Did thanoskillme.com.
I mean,
let's see if I
saw something this morning, yeah?
Yeah.
I see someone post something on Instagram and write down Thanos. Is he the greatest villain in the MCU? With a question mark. I replied to him like,
"Who else?
Is that even a question?
Who else?
There's no debate.
There's no
what
debate.
Are you talking about?
Who else? Who else?
Doctor Doom. Never
some black people be like, Killmonger.
No.
Hell no.
Thanos, the way they depicted Thanos,
outstanding.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
So who, Doctor Doom or Galacticus, I guess, but no one beats Thanos. Did you get Tay?
I died.
Tay died.
I was slain.
I don't think I was slain. I think I just disappeared to a different realm.
That's what I think has happened to all of them.
No, not to Gamora.
Gamora's dead. Loki is definitely dead.
Not Vision. And not
no, Vision Helm. Might Vision might survive.
Nah, he's dead.
Vision's dead.
Yeah, he's dead. Yeah. And not Idris is the character.
He's gone.
He's done. But I've seen they're talking about doing a Gamora movie, so that confused me. Unless, like a prequel
kind of thing.
That's true. It could be a prequel.
I love this. Could be a prequel, but I think a lot of these are just rumors. I don't think a lot of that's true. I don't think anybody wants to watch a Gamora movie.
All right, so when I went to see it at 5 past. I went to see it the same time you went to see it.
Yes.
I went to see it at 5 past midnight when it came out.
Yeah, say that, same man.
I got back in the car at like 3:20 in the morning.
And you got home at 6 a.m.
And I literally just sat in the car for about half an hour. Like, I didn't want to turn the engine on. I was just like.
And you called me.
What am I going to do, fam?
And you called me.
I was distraught.
And I said, I love it. It's great. Best comic book film ever.
I was affected.
I was running history afterwards. And I was just kind of like bumping into people like, what? I'm not sure. The toilet's that way, sir.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I'm happy that we're all here and we've all seen it because I need to, like, most of the people that are around me have not seen it. And I really need to talk to people about what you think is going to happen. How do they come back?
Did you know the big line at the end? You should have gone for the head.
Yeah.
Next time Thor goes for him, he's doing him in the head.
Yeah. Yeah.
And another thing as well, Doctor Strange.
He said this was
when
the
4
only
million
way.
Ways.
Seen it.
Only
he knows.
Way. Yeah.
14
yeah.
million ways.
And there was only one way.
Only one way. Yeah. So that's Doctor why he was confident knows. To give he was confident to give Thanos the time stone.
Yeah. Exactly.
Obviously, I know some other things that happens in the comics that I don't want to say, but Nebula plays a big part. So that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. If you,
Captain Marvel,
are they dead?
Huh?
Are they dead?
Who's are they?
Everyone that disappeared, are they dead? No. Or are they in a different realm?
No,
they
like, different realm, yes.
Okay. They're in the Soul Stone.
Where they will meet, they will meet new characters, hopefully. And I'm hoping the reason why they bought certain rights recently. I don't think they'll have time to merge certain characters in it because of the time.
Oh, it's my X-Men and stuff.
Well, they won't get X-Men in Fantastic Four. You never know. They might, because they've got license, they could use a character from these things. So you never know.
And before we get to Infinity War 2, we still have Captain Marvel.
Yes, Captain Marvel.
Who's going to take the replace Ant-Man the role of Adam Warlock, obviously.
Exactly. Will she be involved in Infinity War 2?
Huh?
Will she be involved in Infinity War 2?
Yes, that's the reason why
she's
she
the most powerful Marvel person. She's above Thor, above Hulk.
And what about Ant-Man? Who we got another Ant-Man?
He'll be in it.
Hawkeye will be in it. They'll turn up. But they had to keep them out for now for various reasons. I think Ant-Man and Wasp were about to find out why they weren't involved and stuff.
Yeah, they were in house arrest. They missed it.
Oh, man.
It's going to be amazing.
But in the comics, isn't it? Again, spoiler. In the comics, isn't it Thanos actually, in the end, decides that he's not worthy for what he's done?
Funny you said that, yeah.
Oh, wow. Good skills giving me. Okay.
I just don't want to say too much because I don't want to spoil the film.
You don't know what's going to happen.
We don't know. They're going to change it up. But they've done a lot of stuff in the film.
I mean, that's why I loved it.
So shocked.
Red Skull was a bit weird.
Yeah, you know what that was supposed to be, but anyway, but that was a good way to tie up
the actual actor.
No, we had to get a new guy. Yeah. But that was a good way to tie up the whole thing with him being missing from First Avenger all these years. So that
must have been. And again, they were so clever to be able to put genuinely funny moments in it.
100%.
There you go. There's a good question for you. Who stole it? Comedy? Was it Thor? Was it Chris Pratt? Was it Batista?
Batista again.
Bit when he thought he was invisible.
I was dying.
How long have you been there? An hour. Outstanding.
I've mastered the plan of how to look invisible. But
aren't you eating nuts? Damn it.
Yeah. But let's give a round of applause for the who are the brothers, the directors, the Farrell brothers, what they called again?
Something like that.
The Russo brothers. The Russo brothers. Because it's so hard to make a film like that with all different characters, blending it in, keeping you. I was at the edge of my seat for 3 hours.
Yeah.
I didn't get bored
insane.
Once.
No one. You know,
How do you do that?
In Infinity War 2, they want to have 64 Marvel characters. In the next
And they're probably going to make it work.
Yeah.
64.
Yeah.
Amazing film.
They got to get Wolverine in there, haven't they?
That would be great. You never know what they
could
do. They might have time to do a quick cameo. Yeah. They might not be major players, but they could do a quick cameo. Who knows?
Oh, God. But is it 9.5 out of 10 or is that a 10 out of 10?
I think 10.
I think it's a 10.
I think it's a 10.
Yeah. That's the first time ever I would say a comic book movie is a 10. I said Dark Knight for me. Dark Knight for me was 8.
I love the first Avengers film, the first one.
That was an 8 for me.
Yeah.
8 for me, Dark Knight 8.
Yeah.
Batman Nicholson 8.
So you did, there you go. So you're going back on you. No superhero film could be 10 out of 10.
Well, I was proved wrong, wasn't I?
Yes, you were. It's a good
thing. Infinity War proved me wrong.
Infinity War. Oh, God, I can't wait. It's actually painful, though.
It's going to be amazing.
May the 2nd, 2019.
All right. Sorry for spoilers. I mean, obviously, you haven't seen the film.
Yeah, obviously, we'll put at the beginning spoilers. Can we put that on the actual?
We'll put it on the description.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we talk about wrestling now?
Oh yeah, I guess so.
Well, there you go. How about this? Is a beautiful link.
Go on.
The first bit of news: Dave Bautista was meant to be. Well, this is the latest rumor and speculation. To quote Bruce Pritchard, Bautista was meant to be with Ronda Rousey versus Triple H and Stephanie.
Oh, really?
And he said he'd be happy to do it, this was months ago, if it led to a Triple H versus Batista next year, and apparently WWE's just stopped contacting him.
Oh.
So this is in Avengers interviews, he actually said this. He said they stopped returning my calls. So I don't know if he's...
Triple H's not actually friends.
Well, that's what he said. He texted him and he said he didn't get anything back, but I don't know if it's just because Triple H's busy or whether he's working us, but in first piece of news, what do you think, people?
Maybe Triple H just doesn't want him back.
No, I don't think it's that. Alex Richard Bush probably didn't like that idea.
Why?
Who wants to see that? Batista Triple H in 2019. Really?
Yeah, would you have rather seen... I agree with you there, but would you have liked to have seen Ronda Rousey and Drax? Or Ronda Rousey and Batista versus...
No, I think Angle was a good...
Like the way
I think
it went.
Angle was the perfect fit.
There you go.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wouldn't mind it.
They both shared a whole Olympic background.
I wouldn't mind another Batista run.
I think Batista is because the last time, because he got messed up in the whole Daniel Bryan thing, I would like a Batista run when he gets the respect he deserves.
Yeah. I think he can.
Batista with someone new, yes. I didn't want to see him with anybody he's wrestled in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't even want to see that with Angle and Triple H, but it just worked because Rousey was the main centerpiece, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Other information then, obviously. So, go on, people. Bruno Sammartino. We didn't have time to talk about him.
Can we have a round of applause for the legend and the legacy of the Hall of Famer, Bruno Sammartino? Easily, there will be probably no Hulk Hogan without Bruno Sammartino. Let's be real. So that means he's the main important centerpiece of the WWE, the evolution of the boom period of the 80s of WWE. Even though Bruno Sammartino was 60s and 70s, but that whole platform, that whole model of big fight feel, Madison Square Garden sellouts, someone that legitimized wrestling, even though wrestling was, everybody knew he was fake, he still made people believe that it was real.
Right.
Bruno was a one-of-a-kind athlete, very much in the realm of Muhammad Ali. And not to say, obviously, but you know what I mean, in terms of...
Well, don't you think it's only because of people's age these days that he's not on everybody's Mount Rushmore?
Of course, yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm sure he would have been...
20 years
if you look at it, yeah, exactly. If you were to, if you ask people Mount Rushmore in the 80s, oh, Bruno's number one. You got that part, Bruno! And probably Buddy Rogers and... Oh, and superstar Billy Graham. Here's another big piece of that. He's, but Bruno, yeah, he, if you ever watch a documentary they put out on the WWE Network, lived a very, very interesting life.
Some people say he's like Hogan, escaping Nazi
war in Italy.
He exaggerates some of it. Not that bit, but I've heard that some people say that he keeps the kayfabe alive, where he does keep that wrestling kind of...
Yeah.
Which is awesome. But I get... The other thing I've read is... You read a lot of bit about the old superstars and you're like, oh, he did this. He was actually like that. And you read negative stuff about him. But people like Bruno Sammartino and, say, Luthez or someone like that are actually considered the good people of wrestling. Am I right?
100%. No one has a bad thing to say about Bruno. I'm not sure about Luthez, but Bruno. But maybe Luthez too. You're probably right about that.
Just the people who honoured the sport, didn't disrespect it, and weren't naughty outside of it. I don't know.
And Bruno was one of the big storylines I remember was when he... Well, I wasn't born when it happened, but... growing up as a wrestling fan, you look back at it, was his beef with Larry Zbysko. That one of the greatest heel turns of all time was with a Bruno Sammartino program. Bruno Sammartino was getting neck broken by Stan Hansen. I used to have that on VHS. He dropped him on his neck really badly, and then Stan Hansen got ostracized from New York, and he had to go in Japan to make a living, which he did really well, actually. And one of my favorite moments growing up is when Bruno wasn't a wrestler at the time. So as a kid, I didn't know he was a big deal. I only found out about Bruno's status as a teenager. But when he used to do, what's the job Renee Young does? Like a journalist, kind of. And when Macho Man broke Ricky Steamboat's neck with the ring bell, and then Bruno was like, I can't believe you did this. How can you do such a thing? You're such an evil man. And Randy was like, I am so proud of myself.
I remember that.
Yeah, Bruno's like, you happy about it, you piece of slime? Classic. Rest in peace, Bruno.
Rest in peace, Bruno, definitely. And talking of rest in peace, John Cena and Nikki Bella's relationship.
Oh. That's a good segue.
That was a really good segue.
But Ace, I believe you have a theory on this.
I think it's a what?
Talk to me.
I think... I think this will come out as part of the Total Bellas thing or Total Divas. I think eventually they'll get back together. I just think we didn't care for a long time, now we care, and then they'll get back together and get married.
Like, so it's all to boost ratings.
Yeah, 100%. We're gonna see how the breakup plays out on their show, because they're gonna show everything. And we're going to be more invested in it, and then eventually they'll get
when
back
you say own. We, you don't mean us four.
No, we, I've never watched Total Bellas, I'm not going to lie. I watched the first season of Total Divas, and then I thought this was dead.
Don't you think Total Divas might have played a role of them splitting up in real life?
I just feel like, I feel like we're in an age now as well, yeah, where like, if you break up with somebody, you don't really have to make an announcement. You just break up with them. And I know they're like super massive and big and stuff, yeah. I just feel like it would have been like, we would have heard the rumours, they're breaking up, whatever, and then eventually someone would have been like, yeah, it's true, we've broken up. You don't make a statement to say, we're ending our relationship. Like, who does that?
Well, I'm going to go and check on Cena's Instagram, because what he posted up when they broke up was fucked up.
Was it that Simpsons guy?
Fat comic book guy. Worst day ever.
Yeah. Which would suggest that he wasn't taking it fully serious.
That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, I saw it. That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm doing that for that one.
I think it's a work, me personally.
Interesting.
Do you think But if it is not a work, then Miz and Maurice's promos were right. about how it's a facade. How do you...
Yeah.
Mm, interesting. Okay.
Not much to say on this one, but Danny Birch, fellow English person, has been given a contract.
Oh, he's finally got signed.
He's finally got signed. Yep, there's that. Kane is mayor of Knox County by 17 votes, ladies and gentlemen.
The big red politician.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Do we applaud this? Or...
Yeah, I think we should.
Yeah, let's do it, go on.
What's his...
That is a real golden clap, people.
What's his political views?
Oh, we don't know if he supports Trump, is what you're saying.
Remember... Oh, I see. He's a highly intelligent man, but yes, is he a Trump guy?
He might be. Speaking of Trump guys, Kanye West.
Yeah!
Talking of heel turns, I'm going to let you find people...
Kanye West turned heel the other day.
Go on, then.
He did, man. What's going on? What is going on?
I don't know.
What is wrong with Kanye? Is he in the sunken place, guys?
What's that thing called? He's got dragon fire?
He's got dragon
Him
fire.
Him and Trump have got dragon
Dragon
fire.
Energy or something
dragon
like
energy,
that.
Dragon energy, right.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Kanye West has now joined the WWE. That circus, the media circus of WWE. And he's turned heel.
Is he working, people? Or is he off his meds?
I think he's got... I honestly think he's got some mental issues.
There are some.
Because last night's one, that was... Do we even want to talk about it? It was disgusting, right? What he said, right?
Well, with slavery.
Yeah.
He said that slavery was a choice. That's really bad.
Yeah. 400 years of slavery. Yeah. That sounds like a choice to me.
Yeah.
I felt like he was working us until that moment. I felt like this whole thing was about getting eyes because you got an album coming out.
But didn't the other guy from TMZ who tore him a new one, didn't he almost seem like a work? Yeah, let me tell you something, Kanye West.
It was too perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he had written that.
That was real.
You know, I think it was real, but
he's a very intelligent guy.
He delivered it so perfectly.
He did.
What would Kanye West sound like as a wrestler?
I don't know, skills.
How would he sound?
I think what would happen is there was announced that Kanye's got to defend his title in the steel cage, right? And he'd be like, you gotta understand, I am one with the universe, and the universe is always one with me, the WWE universe. Y'all can't imprison me in a steel cage, okay? I won't be imprisoned in a steel cage. You choose to job out to John Cena. You choose to job out to Roman Reigns, okay? Mick Foley went through four tables. I'm gonna go through five. You know, I think that's how Kanye was.
Heel Kanye. Hashtag heel Kanye.
Yeah.
That's good.
y'all don't understand. He's just crazy, man. I don't know. I feel sad. I don't know if I should make joke about this because
if he actually is
mentally ill, we shouldn't laugh at that, should we?
No, we shouldn't. We shouldn't.
But who's around him?
But he's not helping himself at the same time.
The problem is, the people who are around him to give him advice are the fucking Kardashians.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He needs someone to take him. I mean, John Legend tried, didn't he? I love that. See that message John Legend sent him?
Yeah.
Sent him all that good stuff. And then he said, as I know you're going to put this on Twitter, I've got a new album out next week. John Legend is a legend. But someone needs to help him, don't they?
I loved how Piers Morgan had Will.i.am on ITV asking about his opinions, but they will never have someone ask about opinions of what thing would say. What that woman that said that racist stuff about Clint Harry's wife.
Who? Kay Hopkins.
Was it Kay Hopkins said it? Kay Hopkins said it.
Yeah.
I know Thing pulled her up. Philip Schofield and they pulled her up. But Holly. Piers Morgan wouldn't have her saying, "Oh, what are these awful things that you said?"
It's true.
But when a black man says it, ooh.
and now Neil Flewellyn quietly moved.
You're not a racist, though.
No. I hope not. No. You give me a heads up, wouldn't you, people?
Cool. Yeah, I think we would.
Yeah, listen. Road Warrior Hook only had one little thing around the eye. Animal had the spider on his forehead. You can't box me in a corner. Because when you box me in a corner,
Kanye, take
Kane used take to, pills, Kane sorry. Kane used to do the entrance, the fire would come out. But the Undertaker, he used to come out with an urn. That's it.
Yeah,
that's how Kanye would cut promo WWE.
Mr. West, come
can
with
you
me.
Imagine
Mr.
him? West, can you imagine me. Kanye West and Ultimate Warrior as a tag team? We roll up the rocket fuel, and I will survive. Y'all don't understand? Jim Helwig, he has the Warrior.
It's not like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna go through five.
You know what I mean?
That's it. I'm sorry.
What's up,
Oos? Oh. Can't
you
mention the Usos?
Yo! What you say? This slightly racist, Oos!
Now, I kind of feel like y'all...
tandem, but who's really in tandem today? You can't control what's inside you, Oos.
How does a black man support Donald Trump, Oos?
The rock is half black, but y'all call him Samoan.
And finally, West has issues. Issues has West. Kanye needs his Kanye. Pills. He needs Kanye.
I love pills.
Skillet. Flu.
Kanye West.
Kanye West. The Bludgeon Brothers.
Okay, that's enough of that.
There you go. We gave you all of them, ladies and gentlemen. Royal Albert Hall. I've got a ticket for the second night of the Royal Albert Hall. Who's coming?
I don't think I'm in the country, so take this fine lady or take this fine
man.
Where
are you going?
Oh, no.
I'm going to be in Italy.
Talking to Bruno San Martino.
Huh?
He's Italian, isn't he?
Who?
Bruno San Martino.
Yes, he is.
There you go. Bobby Boopy.
When is the UK tournament?
I think it's, I don't know, 3rd, 4th 19th, of June? Something June, like that? I don't know. The first night is the Mustache Mountain versus the Undisputed Era. I'm going to the second night.
That's
going to
be a fantastic match.
It's got Black and Adam Cole and stuff out. I'm going to the second night. I think I'm going to the second night with the King of the Ring tournament. I think.
How does the tournament work? So you get to the final and then you have to face Pete Dunne, or do you?
I've got a clue. My brother bought me the ticket.
I think the winner of the King of the Ring will have a title shot.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Right.
And I hope Roy Johnson, shout out to Roy Johnson, our brother. I hope you get picked for this, man.
Yeah. He looks like I've been following him on Instagram. He looks like he's training for it.
I think he kind of knows something.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Hope so. Fingers crossed for Roy Johnson.
And he's now officially 6'3". I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Good for you, brother. You 6'3". Exactly. You go get him.
I think he got it.
Last news. Cena working with The Rock on his new film, Jansen Directive. We don't really care, but...
So The Rock and Cena are going to work together. That's really good. I'm surprised it's so early.
If it was a boxing comedy film or a buddy cop thing, like you were saying?
I think a buddy cop film would be like a kind of Bad Boys.
Yeah.
What was the other film with The Rock and Samuel L. Jackson?
The other guys.
They did something like that. That would be hilarious.
Yeah. That was a great film, by the way.
Yeah, that was really funny.
That was a great underrated, film. Actually.
I couldn't believe how funny that was. Will Ferrell had me dying.
Very funny
film. Dying.
What is it? Shark versus a tiger? Tuna. Yeah, a lion comes in the sea. Tuna. I don't fancy your chances.
And when the way he talks, when he flips into a pimp mode.
Very funny film.
And finally, I guess the only other news is the fallout and the build up to the Greatest Royal Rumble. So, what is everyone's opinion? So, it's a bit, is it icky? Do we not care? Is it none of our business? Is it our business?
In the fact that they're working with Saudi Arabia?
Yes.
To me, it just came across like a super advert for Saudi Arabia. Every 4 seconds was like, such a great place.
Yeah.
And they really looked after us. And it's a beautiful country and it's really progressive.
Women can drive now.
Yeah, and it was just like, okay, but I don't know. I felt like the pay-per-view itself for me was really flat.
Yeah. So we're more angry about a shit card than the fact that they've killed 60 people this year because of drug offences or being homosexual.
But America does
women
the same thing, though.
Oh, no, exactly. That's what
I mean. That's why I don't really want to get involved with this conversation, because America can't talk.
Is it none of our business?
In a way, yeah, it is none of our business. It's a shame that there's no women able to come and compete.
Yeah.
Some people would say it's because they don't want women to be happy.
For
anything they want to do.
And stuff,
but I don't know if that's the case. I think that there is some cases of the way that is true in Saudi Arabia. But I think when it comes to wrestling, I don't think it's a case of they don't want women wrestling because of that. I think they probably just see it as they don't want women being taught to fight or whatever. I don't know. It's still a very backwards mentality. I'm not saying it's not.
Also,
but I don't think it's as simple as just like, oh, women can't be shown. And
exactly.
But then again, then I heard that when the advert came up about... apparently they had to apologize. So maybe it is very much a backwards mentality.
But to be fair, I also complained about that advert because it's dog's bollocks.
Oh. Which advert
that
was
one
it?
Where they're all singing.
Oh, I hate that. Oh,
the best of both brands! Did you see, because they showed that advert, they got complaints in Saudi Arabia because that advert was shown because it's got women on it.
That's crazy. And you know what?
I support the Saudi Arabians on that because that advert, sweet
the
Moses.
The card on paper was sick.
Yeah, I was really excited.
But I just felt like as an event, it was...
What do you think about Sami Zayn being allowed to wrestle there 2-3 years ago, but then suddenly this time, because of his Syrian Syrian background, they pulled him? What do you think of that?
That's quite strange.
Does it not matter?
I don't think that's true.
So why wasn't he there?
Apparently they said that he had
food poisoning or something. Maybe he made a big joke out of it, but I'm okay now!
He said Bobby Lashley got him vertigo.
Well, that's the main... I mean, the botches. You've got Jeff Hardy not hitting Jinder. You've got the colon coming in and messing up both of his opening moves. He fluffed them both. You got Bobby Lashley dropping Kaz on his neck.
That was scary. And at the side of the ring as well, like the hardest part. That was
so he was out for a while. And then, of course, the botch of all botches, Mr. Titus O'Neil. Which, do we give that a round of applause? Or we?
Yeah. That was the best.
But that's a sorry state of affairs. When a cock-up steals the show...
That's a good point. I can't even argue with that.
But Botchamania must have been rubbing their hands like, oh, we've got 2 months footage here.
Yeah, it was bad.
Titus, Will Slade!
When I watched it, though, I was like, I had to rewind. I was like, what?
Apparently Vince McMahon found it hilarious.
Yeah.
Loved it.
it was so perfect.
Ah, yes!
He fell over. He was knocked. He didn't want to fall over, but he fell over.
I'm Rules Jumping the Yard. Come sit next to me. This is how it is in America.
What was his name?
I'm Rules Jumping the Yard. Come sit next to me. This is how we do it. King Shay, Shay King, whatever your name is. Come sit next to me. This is how we do it in America. isn't that great? Look at him, he fell over again. The infidel. That's what you guys say, huh? Infidel.
Oh, talking of which.
Infidel.
Did you see the guy who paid for the event? Which they're talking like it could be near to 100 million and stuff. Wow. They were paying for the event, maybe over.
Apparently this is very emotional after the event because they made money.
Yeah. Really? But did you hear the guy asked for the list of everybody he wanted and on his list included Yokozuna and the Ultimate Warrior.
And that's the reason why that sumi guy was in it.
I think they were saying that on
That's why the sumo guy.
Wrestle Talk News. I think they mentioned on that they put the wrestling guy in because
I found it funny he was in it. Mark had eliminated like 2 seconds.
By holding his hand, he just put his hands up. I love seeing Mark Henry. That was one of my pops.
Yeah, I know you would. I knew you would love that because you weren't even a Royal Rumble.
Yeah, but then and then he just looked at each other. And they're obviously like, what are we doing? What are we doing? I don't know. You do something. Put your hands up. And then they just held hands and fell over the top.
You got a good pop in Saudi Arabia, actually.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of the actual Rumble?
I think it was a wasted Jericho comeback. I thought Daniel Bryan... What's wrong with that man's nipples?
What do you mean?
He's got sensitive red titties, isn't he?
Yeah, he was
why is he going so hard in the Greatest Royal Rumble? It's a fucking house show. Why are you going so hard for it, bro?
Yep.
Bare red chest for what? For that?
Yeah, but
where you do red chest and everybody's talking about Titus O'Neil falling on the floor.
That's so true.
What's the point?
So true.
That's the point, Brian. Your ass.
Did you care about the winner? Do we care?
No.
What about the Hell in a Cell match?
No.
Yeah, it was just special move after special move, wasn't it? So it's kind of like, I liked the ending. It was a clever way of making Roman lose without losing. Yeah.
What was Tay's thoughts on Nakamura's new theme?
I
love
it.
I hate it. I
don't mind the vocals. I just don't like how
do you know what it is?
Done to the music.
Do you know what it is, Blue? It's the Japanese version of Stone Cold.
Remember
that?
Sorry about the audio, ladies and gentlemen.
The same version as that. But you know, I like it. Because obviously, if you have his own theme, the whole crowd will sing along. You've got to have this weird, orthodox Japanese man rapping over here. And people are like, oh, what do we do here?
I'll tell you, that was the one refreshing thing about the Greatest Royal Rumble. It was quite nice to have the heels being booed and the baby faces being cheered.
Yeah, I thought that as well.
Because back in the day, that was really cool and that made an event cool. Like, Montreal, I don't mind because they all want London. We're meant to. But now every city's doing it.
Right.
It kind of takes the joy out of it. Now it just feels like they're not rebelling against the system. Now they're just trying to cock up the show, which gets annoying. Yeah. But hey, it's none of my business and who the hell am I?
We need to go back though quickly because we didn't get to mention the shake up, which obviously happened before the Greatest Royal Rumble. Let's just talk about the biggest takeaways from the Superstar Shake Up. First of all, what show do we think won?
SmackDown all day.
Why?
Would you mean?
I was asking you a question.
It's a podcast. We do need to discuss.
We have to talk about it.
No, but I thought you would agree.
No, I do agree, but I want to know why.
Okay. The wrestlers that's got there, Joe.
Yeah.
The bar.
Jeff Hardy.
Exactly.
Do you know what?
Wait a minute. Let's keep going.
The Miz.
The Miz.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's the massive one. Yeah.
Joe Miz alone. Sorry, that one.
Big Cass.
Big Cass as a new heel.
Are we excited about that?
Shelton Benjamin, Shelton Benjamin now getting a solo's push again.
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
Even though he can't cut a promo to save his life. But that's fine. We all know this. You know, what did Raw get? Raw got who?
Bobby Roode and Jinder Mahal.
Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre.
Actually, let me, that's hard.
I'm sorry.
Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre is the best thing that's on Raw.
Yeah.
But we roll back on the Jinder, actually. I think Jinder's going to do really well on Raw, actually.
Why?
After what the promo he cut this week on Canada.
But he lost.
No, but the promo he cut, he was really good. Mm-hmm. He was really good. So I think Jinder's going to... And Jinder was really good when he came out and stepped... And Jeff Hardy challenged him and Jeff Hardy beat him.
Yeah.
Jinder, when he came out, he was... Jinder is finally finding his feet.
Okay.
So yeah, actually, Jinder's going to be really good in Raw.
I thought it was weird in his promo when he was backstage when he was like, oh, you can't be mini-me. He died this week. I thought...
Who said that?
Jinder. When he was looking... Wow. You know, the thing he's opposite him.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, that was like 2 weeks ago. Remember, who was the short person he was going to wrestle? He was like, who are you? You're so short. You can't be mini-me. He died. And I was like, Jesus Christ. It was like 2 days ago. WWE writers, at least give it a week.
Yeah, for real. They don't. They don't.
they don't
waste any time, do they? Yeah.
So, Samoa Joe and The Bar versus Bobby Roode. Yeah, I mean, that's
we forget some more SmackDown. Oh, Andrade, CN Almas.
Yeah, he just hasn't come yet.
But he's in the thing. That's a great draft. Yeah, Sanity. Sanity Bludgeon Brothers, that's going to be massive.
And just as important, they've still got AJ Styles, Nakamura and Daniel Bryan, which
exactly.
is huge.
Exactly.
SmackDown is actually killing it.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right.
What's Raw got? Reigns.
Yeah, they got Reigns.
Lesnar was never there.
Finn Balor.
Do you know who I feel for?
Is that a win?
Do you know who's screwed? The undercard for SmackDown are screwed.
Seth Rollins is a main event.
If you're undercard on SmackDown with only 2 hours, you're not going to get any TV time.
That's true.
Raw also got the Ascension. Come on, guys.
You know what I mean?
Right. And the Fashion Police.
And Fashion Police. Raw should have got Usos.
Raw should have definitely got Usos, man.
Don't know why they didn't put Usos.
Because they don't want AOP and Usos together yet. It's not
AOP, who without Paul Ellering might have been a mistake.
You think so?
Because that promo they cut the other day.
Give AOP Kanye West.
Pants.
AOP with Kanye West would be sick.
Oh, here we go again.
You got Akam. You got Razor. But you can't ache them or raise her. Now, what you gotta understand is...
Oh, he's spitting.
Now you gotta understand is, Officer Payne, they write books. They read books. I don't know who reads books today. Now, I want to show of hands in the WWE Universe, who reads books? And why? Why do you read books? Books. Think about it. Booker T. Y'all said he was crazy. Y'all said he could never commentate. Y'all said the coach was better. But I bet y'all regret the decision now. Coach is whack.
Hang on a second, guys.
Super kick. Super kick. You can't imprison me. Super kick.
He's not selling. He's not
Kanye
selling.
West. Super kicks never work on Kanye West.
All right. Okay.
Heel Kanye. Get out of here.
I think we can all agree that.
I want to apologize to Hulk Hogan. He didn't want his daughter to date Brax. I think that's a good idea. That's a great idea. Alright, let's go.
And Neil Llewellyn moves
say,
on.
Right? That's something Kanye would say. That sounds like a choice.
That is a choice. I think we can all agree that SmackDown got the better of the Superstar Shaker. Did any women move? Natalya.
Riot Squad, Raw.
Yeah.
Dead.
And I guess Asuka officially moved.
Asuka officially moved to Smacky D. Oh, and then SmackDown got my favourite Australian tag team.
But we'll talk. Let's talk. When we talk, we talk. Yeah. Do we talk?
Let's
talk. So,
should we go for an interview before we start on Raw?
Who have you got, guys? Who have you got?
Ace, are you happy with it?
Yeah, let's do that. newly moved to Raw, we're going to go with the Fashion Police.
Oh, awesome.
Awesome interview. This is the Fashion Police down in New Orleans on WrestleMania weekend. Enjoy.
The kick out.
We are here with the Fashion Police. Breezango, Tyler Breeze, Fandango. How are you both?
Hi.
Doing good, guys. Hey. Doing good.
So one thing I wanted to ask you guys about the Fashion Files. Did you have creative control over those skits, those vignettes?
We didn't at first, but as the weeks progressed, the writers started to trust us, and letting us put more of our own input into it. And we would get the scripts in the morning or the sheets of what we were doing, and be like, oh, we're going to do this, this, and this. And I think as talent, it's best for us to give them our own input and how we feel about the material they're giving us, because we're ultimately the ones going on the set and doing the skits. So to answer your question, yeah. So as the weeks progressed, we kind of became more involved in the writing of the script, right?
Well, yeah, and sometimes like it's just the natural progression of things. Like the bigger something starts to get, the more hands kind of get on it, and then you just kind of pick it apart more of like, well, is that really funny? I don't know. Is that funny? And then eventually we just kind of say, we'll just see what happens. Like you can't really plan certain things, and especially like, you know, he would just kind of say something and we'd look at each other and just start laughing and we go, we got to use that. That's good, you know? So it's you have to just kind of let it play out.
And if you're trying to be funny every week consistently over and over and again in a 2 or 3 minute segment,
it's hard, man.
It's really hard. I mean, I think the longer the segments went, the harder it was. I think to be funny, and people will laugh at you a couple times, but if you keep trying to go to the well too many times, they're like, who the hell are these guys? So I think trying to keep it fresh and different weekly was a challenge for sure.
As the fashion police, the pressure's on. I mean, what will you guys be wearing on Sunday night?
Oh, we always have something. You know, we're always, you don't really see us kind of, you know, I guess for lack of anything else, phoning it in on what we look like. You know, I mean, look at him now. He's he's ready. He brought everything.
This is
H&M. No, that's good. That's good, man.
Looks good.
It looks good.
David Beckham.
It looks
real David Beckham stuff.
You guys, sorry.
I have a suit coat sitting outside. I didn't bring it in because I was too lazy.
It's hot in here, man.
It's really hot.
You guys have a natural connection, a natural charisma together, chemistry, I should say. Is that something that, I mean, have you known each other before you met at the WWE? Or?
I think we met maybe 2008 or 9 when you first got to FCW. I was an old grizzled veteran.
You were already gone, man. You were already up doing NXT on the road.
So I would briefly come back to FCW at the time. It wasn't even NXT yet. It was FCW in Tampa with Steve Kern, and you were just getting there, right?
I just started.
So I was in and out of the facility, and just coming down to Big League, the young guys, you know?
I thought he was the coolest dude. We'd go out, like, to the bars and stuff, and this guy would just show up, big, like, you know, main roster guy.
Yeah, cool.
And he'd
buy,
show
like,
up.
$4 drinks instead of dollar drinks.
Yeah. He'd show up for 5 minutes, and he'd buy everybody everything, and then he'd be gone. Yeah. And I go, he is the coolest!
Got stuff to do.
I'm going to ask an individual question.
Yep.
I'll ask you first, Fandango.
Yep.
In my opinion, you've had one of the best entrances ever. I believe it was the WrestleMania you faced Chris Jericho.
29, yeah.
I mean, what was that like for you? Because that was your debut WrestleMania, and to learn all that choreograph at such a short time.
I'll tell you the story, actually. Like, I've been wrestling since I was 16, so I was nervous about the in-ring match that was about to happen with Chris. But honestly, I was more nervous about having 12 Russian dancers and the choreographed skit that we're trying to put together the day before. So, like, wrestling, I know if something goes wrong in that ring, I'm probably going to be able to handle myself a little bit. But being on stage debuting at WrestleMania, and you got these 12 ballroom champion dancers from Lithuania and Russia, and we've gone over the skit maybe 2 or 3 times. I was so nervous about not messing that dance routine up. And I remember we nailed it with my dancer Andrea at the time, and I'm like, thank God. And I kind of just went to the back right there. And I was like, good. Like, now I got a match to wrestle. I was more focused. That's all I was thinking about. And then once we got through the entrance, I'm like, all right, what are we doing in the match now? And then we got through it. So it was good. Yeah, I was super nervous about trying to remember that whole routine because it's a foreign world to me, you know. Wait, no, I'm a dancer.
Kayfabe. And for you, Tyler, your match at NXT TakeOver Brooklyn against Juice and Thunder Liger a couple of years back. I mean, what was that like for you? Were you a fan of Liger growing up? Or?
I think everybody was a fan of him growing up.
He was the coolest. Power Ranger.
He was kind of like the original, you know. He looked so cool all the time. And I actually thought, I didn't believe it at first when they said, you know, hey, I was like, who am I against in Brooklyn? And then they told me, and I went, hold on, that can't be real. And then like, it's a thing. And I said, okay. And then, you know, I met him. He was great. He was, you know, the coolest guy. He was very...
great match, by the way, as well.
Thank you very much. It was a blast. And it was kind of cool that, you know, it's the only time he's ever kind of been to WWE.
I was just going to say that as well.
Yeah, that's kind of something, you know, that I can hold. It's mine, and nobody else can take that from me. So it's really cool, man.
I was in New York when Fandango was born. Did you know that that was ever going to happen? Did you have any idea that Fandangoing would become a thing?
I had no idea. I think the next night on Raw, I was in the ring, and then Jericho came out and beat the crap out of me, and then I grabbed the mic and said my name, and then they just started.
Yeah.
You know, it was the timing, and it's right place, right time, and the right situation with all the great European fans there. And
so you attribute that to the European fans?
I do. I do. You know what?
They did say, yeah. They, yeah.
Because you got to think, like, that was, what, 6-5 years ago?
As the years progressed,
it's became kind of... It was fairly new at the time. The night after Mania, all the chants and stuff, it was kind of new at that time.
Yeah.
And I think it was a European, it was a football thing with all the soccer fans in Europe. It's definitely, you watch a football game, they're doing that throughout the whole game, and I totally 100% believe that it was the European fans, obviously, you know, like, and I thank them all, and I love going back to England on these tours, because I owe a lot to them.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Last question, WrestleMania 34, you're both in the Andre the Giant Memorial, aren't you?
Yep.
Yeah. How are you guys going to face that? How are you going to win? What's your strategy? What's your thoughts going?
I think if it came down to him or me in the last two, he would do the right thing. Or you know what we would do? We'd hold each other like this on the apron,
and you'll both fall over. Yeah, I love it. Both feet.
But I'd hold on.
But I don't know. You never know, man. I'm good. Loose cannon out there.
It's a real pleasure, yeah, guys. Nice good, good guys. Luck, guys, man. Good luck. Good luck this weekend. Thank you, man. Thank you.
Dog kick out.
Those guys, man.
When he said the thing with the thing.
These guys.
All those crazy kooky cats.
Woohoo!
Do you think we'll see more Fashion Files on Raw? We haven't seen it.
I hope so.
I need to do a lot with those guys. Them two are very talented.
I really like them. I don't know why. Yeah, and they got themselves. Well, no, they got themselves over, but with the permission of the back room, which is how you meant to do it. And they're still not getting TV time.
You think Vince will walk up to Tyler Breeze and say, "Dolph, you you're standing next to this guy. We need you in McIntyre all times." I'm Tyler Breeze, Mr. McMahon. Oh, sorry.
Great question, Shelton.
What do we think is going to happen with Dolph and Drew McIntyre? Like,
they're going to probably beat Woken, Matt Hardy. And...
Oh, so you think they'll be the champions?
Yeah.
You think it's more of a tag team rather
for
than...
now? Then it'll probably lead up to a solo run.
I hope they use Diesel and Shawn as a perfect benchmark, or you know, just do what they did before.
They'll do a thing where they'll probably lead up to that.
Yeah,
Ziggler will win the title due to Drew. Probably get a bit arrogant, think
what
that he can do it by himself.
US.
Yeah, Intercontinental.
Intercontinental's another show.
Intercontinental is on Raw, bro.
You're right. I'm sorry.
So, and then Drew be like, yeah. You did it because of me.
And then they go at each other.
Yeah, but Drew did a great promo.
Yeah, he did.
The week before.
What did he have? 30 seconds and he nailed it.
Fucking killed it.
You know what I didn't like though? Yeah, is maybe I'm wrong, but it looks like they're trying to give big cast to The Miz.
I don't know.
And that's the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't think they are though.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I hope they don't.
I don't think so.
To be fair, Big Cass needs somebody like him because he cannot talk.
He didn't like his promo, no?
Oh, it was terrible.
I think his promo when he first cut it was good. When he said about how he hates Daniel Bryan.
This week's one was dire.
Yeah, this week's one wasn't good.
No. I can't stand him, but surely that's the point of a heel.
No, I think you just can't stand him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I guess it's... Well, okay, they're talking about, you know, we'll jump forward, but it's the same with the Iconics. I'm like, I can't stand them. Like, to the point where I almost have to turn off the telly. But surely that's a really good heel.
Yeah.
But surely that's not a good heel. But but it's a bad heel. Like, CM Punk heel, I loved. So that doesn't make him a proper heel, does it?
No, but the Iconics is different because the Iconics, they put on a really good act of being really annoying. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
With Cass,
and
it just wasn't a good promo.
No. They work with Carmella as well, don't they?
Yeah.
But yeah, Big Cass, he just... And also, the other thing I don't get about Big Cass, sorry to jump forward again, he's so angry... He's too angry at this early stage. I came here, they were more excited about him, and he sought! And it's like, why are you so angry? You don't understand! He's bloody short! And you're like, well, Jesus.
You're right.
That's like, you know, I want a cage match, Hell in a Cell! Like, why? Because he's short. It's too much.
Yeah.
He needed another... They need to start off with the problem... Then something happens. Then he gets angry. Yeah. You can't go straight to supreme anger because of someone's height. God bless him.
But when anyway, they're short, maybe you... No, I'm joking.
He's short! So should we talk about Raw?
Yeah.
Oh, I
yeah.
guess we did. So has anyone got what actually happened?
Yeah, so it started off with Roman Reigns, apparently. Wait.
He got booed out.
Yeah,
so did.
Did
Roman Reigns get cheated out of the cage match?
Yes.
Yeah, but I think they did it by mistake because his feet touched first. Lesnar's feet never touched the floor. So I think the cage was meant to actually come completely off, not just fall down, meaning Lesnar's feet hits first. But I think it works really well because it's kind of a nice out. Yeah. And also it means Samoa Joe's got more of a chance of winning this weekend, which is so important.
I think he will because I think, well, we'll get to that.
We'll get to that. But yeah, anyway. So Montreal crowd, which always makes the show a lot more interesting.
Yeah.
And it started off with Roman Reigns, did you say, Tay?
It did indeed.
Yeah.
And got booed, right?
Yeah, but Roman Reigns... I still think he should wear little black pants.
He's boring,
guys.
I'm with you on that one.
I think his interview's all right. And he's just cool now. When he gets booed, he used to look a little bit... He just comes out now like, yeah, go on. Boo away. I actually...
He's boring for me.
Okay, I'm trying. I'm trying here, people.
He's a good worker.
Yeah.
And he's not, obviously, I don't want to see him. I don't get
bored.
He does his job. He's not bad at all. But,
but he's too much.
Yeah, it's too much Reigns. Yeah. Hone it down with Reigns. You should really hone it down.
Yeah.
Then,
Jay?
Then Jinder come out.
Jinder came out.
Oh, yeah. The boss, it's a.
Sammy's reaction was sick.
Sammy, his performance was incredible.
I thought he was great
when he came out skanking. Yeah. And
I think
Sammy's amazing.
He should stick with the little annoying glasses.
Yeah,
I love that. When he
started speaking in French.
Yeah,
started cutting a great promo.
Everybody spoke in French on this.
Then Kevin Owens followed it. He started speaking in French too.
KO got a good pop as well.
Great pop.
And then
I think Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn are like the MVPs of Raw right now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's Raw got KO and Sami Owens.
That's very true.
Sami Owens? Okay, that's a new one.
Sami
Owens. Yeah. So that led to we were trying to find out who was going to face Roman Reigns in a match.
Yep.
In a popularity competition. I remember who won.
I think Owens got the biggest pop, I think.
Oh, he did. But then it ended up being...
There was a Melee and then Lashley come to help.
And Braun
Strowman. Which didn't make any sense because Braun Strowman and Reigns tried to kill each other.
Yes.
Not too long ago.
Mm-hmm. Can we quickly just talk about Lashley?
Eesh. There you go.
This is shit.
Hasn't worked, is it?
Nah.
I think you guys...
They don't care. No one cares.
I think it's a bit early.
No. Did you hear Booker T this week?
I agree that nobody cares. Nobody does care. I agree.
No one cares.
But it's still early.
Yeah.
Like, they need to just... If they don't strike on something with Lashley in the next 3 months, maybe turn him heel per se, because he was a great heel in TNA, then it's done for
him. Don't you think they've done him no favours, though? The way they brought him in. They kind of instantly brought him in mid-card.
Yeah.
Or like topper mid-card.
Yeah, stupid.
Like against Elias.
Yeah.
And then just kind of...
Very stupid.
Booker T's podcast this week, he was saying, I don't know if you noticed, but Bobby Lashley's, even though he's back and it's been 10 years, his footwork's not very good. He hasn't improved his footwork, which I don't... Obviously,
he's probably right about that.
Yeah,
he's still.
He said
very
back
clumsy,
in the day, I missed him. I used to make him look good.
Yeah.
And he said his footwork's not quite there. And he said, "What did he say? Oh yeah, he said, you know, he calls the performance side Shakespeare.
Yeah,
you got to have that Shakespeare. He says, as far as I'm seeing, I don't see that Shakespeare.
Right.
So it's like Bobby Lashley's back. He's always been an incredible wrestler, but where's that?
He's clumsy.
Personality.
He's always been a clumsy. Though.
He's quite clumsy.
Dropped Big Cass on his head.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to get a bollock.
He botched this week as well. And on Raw, surely. I think I saw.
Yeah, he did.
What did he do?
Sami Zayn and something like that. I can't remember what he did.
He tried to gorilla press somebody and it just went wrong or something. I can't remember, but. Yeah.
Again, with the booking, they're putting him with Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman and then Bobby Lashley. He's like number three. It seems like very weird booking.
Oh, Lashley's in the same spot again.
Huh?
He's in the same spot again.
It's been 10 years.
Without, they need to strike on something soon.
What they need to do is get Donald Trump in.
Donald Trump as Bobby Lashley's manager.
Wow.
Look at my African American. You're the greatest. You are the greatest. Look at my African American friend. You're the greatest.
He's the best. He's the best African American I know. Yeah. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I know African Americans. And he's the best African American I know. If anyone knows African Americans, it's me. Thanks, Trump, you dick.
And if you don't like Bobby Lashley, you're fired. that would be great. They really should do that.
That would be awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming down the aisle with the president, Bobby Lashley. Man, riots everywhere.
He would as well.
Lashley,
he would.
Does seem a bit like he's a conservative. why not come out to New York crowds? You know? No?
Okay, so Elias and Bobby Roode.
Again, I think we're setting up for a Bobby Roode heel turn, aren't we? Because he lost on his first week on Raw.
I feel like he should be a heel anyway. He's supposed to be.
He lost 2 weeks now.
Does anybody care about his theme anymore?
No. I don't care about his theme. I don't. Yeah, it was always his theme, but Sweet Moses.
I like the way Elias mashed him up, though, with the ring post on his throat and stuff.
But is that 2 weeks in a row he's lost, or did he get
swallowed? I think so. And then Elias picked up the mic and said, oh, ladies and gentlemen, you're a winner.
But then again, so he can't be turning heel against Elias, in which case, just very weird.
Yeah.
No, but it might turn Elias' face. Not going to the reaction he's getting.
Yeah.
It might be a double switch.
I do love Elias, though.
Yeah, who doesn't? He reminds me of an old school 80s wrestler.
Yeah. What happened next?
Offers of Pain.
Okay, so Offers of Pain jobbed out two French-Canadian jobbers. Yeah. And then picked up the mic and cut a promo, which was...
Did he pull Ellerin?
Yeah, I don't think they should have dropped him. Ellerin came out and said the reason why they got rid of him was nothing to do with him wanting to stop travelling. He's like, they just didn't call him up.
Oh, really?
So is that Vince being weird?
Vince is like, I like this guy. They didn't need him. I don't know.
They're not even brothers, are they?
No, yeah. One's Indian and one is...
Didn't one of them speak in a different language as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
One's Albanian or something like that. And one
they look related though, right?
They do look similar.
Yeah, but
well, I've already made my opinions felt, but no one believed me.
What?
But they look a bit suicide bomby. Because of the jackets.
Oh, the jackets.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Oh, yeah, that's all right. Oh,
he said because of the jackets.
Sweet
guys.
Moses, because of the jackets. Sweet. If anyone wore that. I think Roman Reigns looks a little bit suicide bomby in that jacket.
It's all right. It's
all right. He's Samoan.
Saved.
Shit.
He saved it.
Ambrose. Safe. Thank God.
You saved it.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, Seth Rollins.
Nobody knows racism like me. I'm the best racist. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. No one knows racism like me. Go ahead.
Seth Rollins and Finn Balor.
Interesting. Loved Seth Rollins' pop. Liked Seth Rollins is getting really natural on the mic now. Loved it. And are they turning Finn? Are they suggesting?
They should turn Finn heel because he's a great heel. Turn him heel.
That ladder match at Greatest Rumble was really good.
That was okay.
It was good. I really enjoyed that.
The end was good. Seth's ending was good. Seth's big end was good.
You know what's funny? So when Seth and Finn cut their promo, they were interrupted by Bo and Curtis. And then Bo and Curtis come out and they've cut a little funny promo with the shirts.
The four shirts.
So you're going to reintroduce the four horsemen in the WWE, right? But then I thought about it. Bo's uncle is Barry Windham. Curtis' dad is Mr. Perfect. They were both in the Four Horsemen. Yeah. They probably could do that. They're not going to, obviously.
The Mistrage are getting too much TV time at the moment. Yeah.
Who?
The Mistrage, because they're not very
good. I love it, but they're both doing good.
Oh, you think? You like?
Yeah, I think they're doing a good job.
It's different strokes for different folks.
You don't find them funny?
No.
Okay.
I like Bo a lot. But, it's not working for me. And also, how can your character be supporters of a character who isn't even on the same show.
And who they betrayed as well.
Yeah, it's
just, and still using his music. It doesn't make sense.
If they were just Bo and... Calling
them, I mean, they will be. They haven't thought about something
yet. They haven't found something yet. Or they should call them, just call them the Two Horsemen. And they're just a real rundown shite version of the Horsemen.
That'd be good, actually.
I like that.
Yeah, the Two Horsemen. Yeah. Book it.
He had Sasha Banks and Ruby Riott.
Good match. Very good match. Ruby Riott was excellent in this match. She's amazing.
She's very good.
I think I fancy her.
So when she did the
I think I fancy Ruby Riott.
Yeah, I love that.
That's
match.
Amazing, yeah.
Yeah, she good match. Sasha did good as well, but yeah, I think Ruby was the MVP in that match. And Ruby Riott picked up the win, which is good.
She's a very good wrestler, isn't she?
Very good wrestler.
Very good wrestler, yeah.
Very good wrestler. Like, she's up there with Ember Moon, up there with Charlotte,
yeah.
Up there with Asuka. She's up there with them.
Yeah.
Guys, what do you think of the moment of bliss?
I think they're quite funny. I think it's weird that they're using, obviously because they have this whole bullying thing, and then they're using bullying as a storyline and as comic. But I like it, but I don't know.
I think I missed the moment of bliss segment.
When she was saying, like, Niall was bullying her.
Also, I guess it's a way, I think we know what's going to happen at the weekend probably, so it's just a way, they just have to get through it, and we don't want more TV pits because we've already seen that, so it's just a way of amusingly getting through that. Interesting to see what will happen to her next. What do you think, Tay? What do you think they've got a plan for Bliss moving forward?
She's going to get her title back.
Oh, you think she's going to get her title back this Sunday? Well, we'll do predictions later. Interesting.
Okay. This Sunday?
This Sunday, Backlash.
Really?
It's ridiculous. That was the go-home show. Aren't you excited?
Oh, shit, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Backlash is just another show. I don't think it doesn't even feel like a pay-per-view.
Backlash used to be. I used to love Backlash after WrestleMania. The Rock versus Stone Cold. That match with the video camera and stuff. Like that.
Classic.
Love that. One of my favorite matches of all time.
Oh, no. Oh. you give me flashbacks, man.
And he's got the video camera.
And the millions. Look at the millions watching worldwide.
And he pans around.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
He
gives him the bird.
Oh,
and
classic.
Amazing.
That was classic.
Okay, so that was the six-man Reigns, Strowman, Lashley, and...
This is a very good match. I didn't watch
this. Zayn and Owens were bumping for Braun and Lashley like motherfuckers in this.
Really?
Making him look good. Jinder did his alright. It was an entertaining match. Reigns did good.
Who won?
Reigns and Lashley picked up the victory, did that power bomb, British Bulldog move. Running power slam.
Ain't that Braun Strowman's move?
As I said, Braun did the British Bulldog
move. I thought you said Lashley did it.
No.
Oh. What's Lashley's finishing move?
Suplex. Drop them on their neck.
Drop them on the neck while doing that. Hey, look at me, guys.
Yeah. Hey, look at me. Did he do that this week?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You thought he might have stopped that after he almost broke someone's neck.
Killed someone.
Yeah.
He did it on Sami Zayn. Zayn was so
light. You can do it on Zayn, though.
Zayn was so light, he did the splits while he did it as well.
To be fair as well. Yeah, I mean, without being... Okay, I don't know wrestling, but is it because Zayn can take that move and Big Cass maybe can't take a delayed suplex?
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't all on...
But hey, well, Cass is a big dude as well. Yeah, maybe Lashley underestimated how big Cass is.
Yeah. So we had Titus come out.
Oh, yeah. I liked his interview backstage. I liked it at first. It was all going really well when he just went, I had this idea. You know what, ladies and gentlemen, I fell. And it felt natural. And I did actually pop. I went, that's very funny. And then, go ahead, tell you what.
And then Baron Corbin came.
I like this.
Corbin's getting back. You Corbin's like this, getting better on interview.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah, like, he's just like, he's like, why are you celebrating this loser? This guy, you're just going to celebrate this fool and it fell on his face. Nah, this is... Follow me. I'm a real guy.
Do you think No Way Jose is joining Titus Worldwide?
I hope not.
Gosh, no.
Fuck that. Fuck No Way Jose. Fuck Adam Rose. Fuck all of that. I know.
Not a fan of the conga line, old boy.
Not at all. No. No.
A Skillet's next gig. I am so starting a conga line.
And then Titus fell down, right?
Yeah, on the ring. Yeah. See, so that part of it, I was like,
is this what they're going to do from now on?
Yeah.
Oh, Titus, I love what you do. Now, every time you go out, you're going to fall. Make a Wish Foundation, you're going to fall. Stuff for kids, orphans, kids, you're going to fall. Every time. But is that what's going to happen now? He's going to fall down all the time.
That's the thing. It's one of those things.
You're going to be in a triple threat match. And then Reigns and Lesnar will kill each other. And then when that happens, fall on top of them and get the 1-2-3. Universal champion.
Wouldn't put anything past Vince. Basically, this slide thing was an incredible moment, but it's gonna within a month we're gonna hate this, aren't we?
Yeah.
But then again, is it good that it's something for Titus?
No.
Is it bad that Apollo Crews is now the number two to the loser who keeps falling? He's not even the loser that falls over. Apollo Crews is the guy next to the loser who falls over.
Yes,
that's an impressive level on the card.
Wow.
That's just.
Do you think a day or time he just looks himself in the mirror and be like, "What am I doing here?
Yeah, what is this?"
And then turns to Apollo and says,
"What have we?"
Slaps him in the face. And says, "You'll deserve better."
Anywho, moving on. What else we got?
We had Natalya versus Mickey James.
Okay, so they're doing this because Ronda Rousey still needs training. So obviously Natalya's been moved to Raw to help out Ronda Rousey as a worker. I get that. But this whole slow build of this feud that's eventually going to happen is this.
What, between Natalya and.
Yeah.
Oh,
100%. Yeah, 100%.
And Ronda, even worse.
Yeah, 100%. That's exactly what's happening. Because Natalya's a fucking ace wrestler.
And she'll make it look good.
That's why they moved her to Raw. They're making Mickey James work with Ronda as well now because Mickey James is another veteran.
Yeah.
But the long payoff is going to be Natalya
versus Ronda.
Ronda before she gets to Nia, before she gets to Charlotte.
Right.
Oh my God, when Natalya turns heel, that's going to be some of the most annoying television
that's
ever.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. She can't talk for
shit. Do you remember the week before when she was doing the interview and they did an old school Survivor Series one, and she was like, tell him, champ! Tell him, Hawk! Yeah. She did one of those ones, didn't she?
Well, it seems to me that it seems to be. I used to love those promos, man. Yeah.
Gonna squash you like peas.
We're gonna go out there and we're gonna destroy you. Tell him, Hawk.
Well,
we're gonna squash you like peas. You look like peas, and we're gonna squash you like any little peas.
Thank you, Roy Attaboy Hawk. You've got the championship for 5 weeks. That's it. That's what it used to be like back in the day. You didn't have to really worry about it per se.
Was that the last? Was that the last match?
No, Seth Rollins and.
That ended it. Good match. They always have great matches, these two.
Great matches, but come on, it's got to stop now. Especially if Finn's about to turn heel on Seth.
Finn to win the IC title after Seth defeats Miz?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, they keep making a point. Well, the only thing I would say, they keep making a point about Miz beating Chris Jericho's record. So Jericho's not going to be involved, is he? No, they're just making a point that Miz... No, in fact, Seth's going to win, isn't he?
Yeah.
Shut up, Neil. Okay. Moving on.
Oh, that's it.
Was that Raw?
That was Raw.
What do you think?
It was all right.
Yeah.
That's the problem at the moment. The shows aren't so bad that we've got enough to... Remember a few weeks ago when we were just slagging off because there was nothing?
Yeah.
So I almost missed those days because the shows are okay. They're not terrible. They're not good. Right, yeah. They're just okay. Which means, yeah.
Oh.
SmackDown started with...
Jeff Hardy
and Randy Orton. Yeah.
I didn't mind Randy Orton saying, you know, we're cool, whatever. I saw the RKO coming out of everywhere. It was the most obvious.
So how did it start? So it was on Miz TV.
Yeah.
Miz called out Jeff.
Well, at first he said he's going to ban Daniel Bryan for no showing his show.
Yeah.
Miz is so good.
Yeah.
Forget his ring work at the moment.
His ring work is...
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's getting better, definitely.
But I love the way Miz watches other people's storylines. So he's not just self-obsessed. And this has happened over here. And he's always really good at putting the whole show together. I'd make him Raw GM or SmackDown GM one day because he's so good at putting all the storylines together. And that's what he's done here. But
What was the crowd chanting to Miz? About Maryse.
In my notes, I've written, what are they chanting?
And then he says something about, I brought her to Hollywood.
So some kind of yay for Maryse thing, because Maryse is Canadian, right?
Yeah, she's French-Canadian.
So
maybe
that. They were trying to give him props because he's married to a Canadian, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
And then he was like, I took it to
America. That's right, but I brought it to Hollywood and got you rid of it. Yeah, okay, that's cool. And then so Miz had Jeff as a guest on Miz TV, trying to stir the pot between Randy and Jeff. Randy comes out, says there's no beef between me and Jeff. It is what it is. Then Shelton comes out and says, hey, man, what did he say?
I beat you last week.
You shouldn't be having no number one contendership. Yeah. Should be me.
Yeah.
And then a tag match happened between Miz, Shelton versus Jeff.
Long match.
And Randy.
Considering it's only a 2-hour show, this was a good half an hour of the show, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's fair. You've got four of your top guys. But I remember, truth be told, I'm there forward-winded a little bit. And I forward-winded. And then I forward-winded again. and I was like, wow, this is a really long match.
I made that baby.
Tay's going to the toilet, everyone. She tried to do it real cool and relaxed, but I put her on blast.
So do you think after the Jeff versus Orton match in Backlash,
it
will lead to a four-way with Miz, Shelton?
Yeah.
And I think Shelton might pick up the win. They might give it to Shelton, you know?
They won't.
I think they should because he needs it the most.
That's what I'm saying.
But he won't.
You know what really bothers me? That they've never made something out of the Batista, Lesnar, Shelton, Orton school.
The school, yeah.
The four of them.
Yeah.
Not even a
Cena's there.
Did I not say? Oh, sorry. And Cena, the five. Wouldn't that be a great not fat one?
That would be a great faction,
but a great against each other.
OVW five.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah, wouldn't that be outstanding?
That would have been good.
It's difficult with Lesnar. So you'd have to do the OVW four, but yeah. I don't know. Good way for Batista. I don't know, but yeah, there you go. Book it.
I like that.
Next up is Neil Fluellen's favorite promo.
Because you're small!
I'm so angry.
He couldn't handle the crowd.
Too angry. Too angry too early.
Yeah. He couldn't handle the crowd. A guy who's the same. He's just trying to shout over it.
Yeah.
star, you don't think of somebody that looks like one of you?
Let's do this.
So yeah, he comes, cusses out Daniel Bryan, as you heard, and then says, then Bryan's music hit, and you think Bryan's going to face off against Cass, but he's actually a midget.
It's just, when the midget thing wasn't funny 10 years ago, and it's not funny now.
I'm sure you were loving it when you called that Bret Hart, and he was the midget.
No, I thought
and
it
you were like, oh, that's hilarious.
It was crap.
The night after Bret Hart got screwed,
thought it was
Sean called that a midget as Bret Hart.
I actually thought it was a little bit cheeky and disrespectful, Skill.
Okay, I know you did.
Thanks. But yeah, it's not. You know, we've got the woman's generation, and we've finally got black champions, and we're getting somewhere, but short people are still allowed to be comedy fodder.
I agree.
It's terrible.
But I know he's a heel, and that's the point. But yeah, and also, did you see the little chap didn't know quite when to turn around, so he kind of bent over and then looked between his legs. He looked between his legs to see you ready, and then he got big booted.
Oh god!
Yeah, I love it when wrestling timing doesn't work.
Renee Young,
but he's short.
Renee Young introduced WWE Champion AJ Styles to the fans. Join obviously a fundraiser ovation for AJ Styles because obviously he's numero number one in everybody's eyes.
How was the wheat, eh? Good wheat?
I mean, yeah.
Good positive wheat?
Yeah.
Styles
and nobody knows wheat like me.
Renee Young asked Styles about Nakamura and the champion went off a long run that concluded him vowing to retain his title against the, what do you call him? The con artist, the cheap shot artist.
Mm-hmm.
Nakamura, because Nakamura was hitting him in the jewels.
I swear, can I just say, I love it.
Me too.
I love Hill Nakamura.
He's just punching him in the balls every week. Yeah, exactly. I think it's fucking hilarious.
It's good, man. So he wants an apology from Nakamura. Instead, Samoa Joe music hits. And I went nuts. Obviously Nakamura probably won't win, but Joe probably will.
Yeah.
Or,
how do we feel about this?
It's almost like Samoa Joe's just turning up and getting involved in other people's business and going, you're a dick. I like it.
Yeah.
I want Nakamura in. That's exactly where I want him. Not Nakamura, Joe. So amazing.
Yeah. Hey? I just want Nakamura to punch people in the balls every week. It's funny because he just stays there for a while.
He does the Bruce Lee thing.
I'll save what I'm going to ask next for the predictions.
He's too funny.
But yeah, Joe getting in the mix, very exciting. What's next, Tay?
Xavier Woods and Sheamus.
So they caught a promo backstage, New Day and Sheamus.
He's got your soul. He's got your soul, man.
Yeah.
He's got your soul.
It was really good, man.
It's like the bar, though. I can't understand. Are they terrible at promos or really amusing?
No,
because
they're terrible.
They're bad, but they end up making me chuckle, but they're terrible.
No, but anyway,
you can tell they've been given a script.
They're bad, but it kind of works for them.
Yeah.
Is that a weird thing to say? It kind of works for them. But they are bad.
The people with 28 million gimmicks.
You know what made me laugh as well in the Great Royal Rumble when Biggie came out and mashed up Tucker Knight from Heavy Machinery, eliminates him in the Rumble and starts throwing back kicks.
Right,
yeah.
Disrespect. Like, he's put on a little bit
total
of belly.
Total disrespect. Just dashing back kicks at him.
And like, this interview where they're talking to him and he just starts, he gets the
rubbing
his nipples.
And the whole crowd's cracking up. Everybody's busting.
And then he gets his face. You done down it now, boy! Yeah.
They don't care, man.
And then, I'm going to take your soul. He's got your soul. Good for the New Day. They just take the piss, man.
They really are.
It's awesome.
So it became Xavier Woods and Sheamus, right?
Yeah.
Xavier Woods won.
Yeah, he did.
Rolled up.
See, they got plans for him, right?
I
did say that, yeah. They got plans for his Woods.
Yeah. And then you had Charlotte, Becky Lynch, Asuka versus Carmella and the Iconic duo.
Okay, now before we talk about this match, the promo they cut beforehand. Oh my God.
Yep. It was so... I almost threw my telly up my anus.
Like,
that's what I do when I really get angry.
Like, Asuka can't speak good English as it is, and you're going to make her try and do comedy?
No, I think that works.
Avengers bit? Avengers! A samba!
I thought Asuka in the locker room was funny. I did. Am I on my own?
I thought you were talking about the Iconic
scene. I wasn't really...
The Iconic scene was what I was talking about.
I thought you were talking about the Iconic
scene. The interview with the Iconics with Carmella.
Oh my god!
I do a great impression. Oh, they just... But I get their heels, so I get it. But it's so annoying. I want to stab myself in the eyes. But the problem they're doing exactly what they did wrong with Nakamura now to Asuka.
Yeah.
And it's like, are you...
They haven't learned a lesson yet.
Yeah. Just, Asuka worked as an ass kicker.
Exactly.
You don't have to give her a shtick.
I agree. But I didn't think it was funny.
So they have a six-way tag, innit? Mm-hmm. Iconics, Carmella versus Asuka, Becky and Charlotte.
Yeah.
And Asuka, Becky and Charlotte pick up the victory. Asuka did a nice reverse into the Asuka lock to Billy Kay, I believe.
You still big fans of them?
Iconics, yeah.
Yeah?
They're good, man. Trust me. They're warm up to you. Trust me, they're good.
Okay.
They're good.
What was that, Tay? Tay just did stuff with her boobs.
You're not a fan?
Huh? No, I like them. Oh, okay.
Ace?
Yeah.
And that was SmackDown.
Was that SmackDown?
Yeah.
Yeah, geez. Okay. Backlash predictions.
Backlash predictions.
Who's got the lineup?
Got the lineup. Okay, so Carmella versus Charlotte Flair for the women's championship.
Carmella.
Carmella.
Some kind of schmoz though, but
Carmella. Iconics help her.
Yes. There you go. Perfect. There's my schmoz.
Tay.
Yep.
Carmella.
Carmella.
Clean sweep, Carmella.
Yep. Okay, so Braun Strowman and Bobby Lashley versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
It's Lashley and Braun, unfortunately.
Why is this? This is surely like
a... I think Owens and Zayn.
You think so?
Mm. And this is probably this is probably where they find something for Lashley now.
Or Lashley heel turn.
If maybe not heel turn, but there's a disagreement.
Lashley Braun.
Yeah, it doesn't have
now
to be.
You're talking. Now you're talking.
It doesn't have to be a heel turn.
Because this match is pointless, isn't it?
Exactly.
Pointless.
So, okay, there you go. So we're hoping as
and
a team...
And they'll help Owens and Zayn continue their... Running Raw shit.
We're hoping for a Lashley Braun disagreement.
Disagreement, and then Owens and Zayn do a roll up on someone. Maybe, obviously, Lashley, because you can't roll up Strowman.
I just don't think they're going to go there this soon.
So you think just a clean Lashley and Braun win?
That sucks.
It's going to suck. But
Braun just won the greatest Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
He did. He's got a green.
Yeah, that's why he's not getting pinned.
Okay, yeah, maybe.
Alright, so Jeff Hardy versus Randy Orton for the United States.
So many
States
weird
champion.
Matches in this one, isn't it?
Why is Randy Orton still in this title picture?
Randy Orton needs a break, I think.
We hear his voices in his head, so.
Yeah.
I want to go with Jeff Hardy.
I hope so.
Orton. I don't know why. I'm just going Orton. I just think Jeff Hardy hasn't really brought anything to the belt. There's no. If they were going to have Jeff Hardy just beating someone this event, it wouldn't be Randy Orton. Mm. Or is it? Hang on, Randy Orton is putting over people at the moment. He put over Shelton, didn't he?
But maybe he doesn't need to put over Jeff, though.
Yeah.
Sure.
Skills?
Jeff.
So we got, what, one Orton, three Jeffs?
Yeah.
Continue.
So Nia Jax versus Alexa Bliss for the Women's Championship.
Well, we know you think Alexa... Why you think Alexa Bliss is going to win this after all they've done with the bullying and Nia Jax. How?
I just think it's going to go back and forth between them.
Ah, oh, okay.
Yeah.
What, end in some kind of cage match at SummerSlam or something?
I don't know how they're going to end it, but it just seems to go back and forth with the bullying kind of thing. So.
Nobody loves bullying like me.
Dave's answer was amazing. That was amazing. I think Nia Jax is going to win.
Ace.
Nia Jax.
Thank you very much. 3-1 for Bliss, 3 for Nia Jax.
Okay. Daniel Bryan and Big Cass.
Now, this is a weird one.
This is silly.
I think...
Thank you.
It is
glad
silly.
You said that, Tay. Because you know what this is pissing me off as well? This is shit they were doing to Brian with Kane before he got fucking injured and out for 3 years. Why are you making him fight big men again? Especially this guy who's angry for no reason. Doesn't make any sense. Leave Brian alone. They put Brian straight into the main event spot with AJ and Nakamura and Joe. I want to see him wrestle them motherfuckers.
So
I don't want to see him wrestling Big Cass. Who cares about Big Cass?
If Daniel Bryan's just going to beat Big Cass.
If you take the C out of the word Big Cass, you get my exact opinion of what I think of Big Cass.
Well, that was a throwback and a modern reference.
Thank you very much.
You get a round of applause from Neil Perlin. Very good. I think... If Big Cass just loses, okay, fine. But I think, are they maybe going to do Miz run in, Daniel Bryan loses, Big Cass wins. So Big Cass gets a win. The crowd will get, well, you know what us fans are like. We'll kick off that they're wasting Daniel Bryan, blah, blah, blah. And also it will kick off more with the Miz. So I think Miz to interfere, Cass to beat Daniel Bryan.
Good shout. I feel Bryan retain. Bryan wins.
Shortness.
Bryan wins.
Yeah.
But Cass attacks Bryan at the end.
Okay,
that's probably what's going to happen.
So we have one for Cass, 3 for Brian.
Yeah.
Next.
Seth Rollins versus The Miz for the Intercontinental Championship.
Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
Did they just wrap it up?
Yeah. Because it needs to stay on Raw anyway.
So. And you know what? I think Rollins is elevated. Well, he was elevated with Miz anyway, but Rollins is elevated. Yeah, I think he's a Mr. Perfect-esque champion. I like him.
Yeah.
Cool. Roman Reigns versus Samoa Joe.
Another really weird one. I'm hoping for Joe.
Yeah.
You know what? No, I think Joe's going to win. Because Roman Reigns doesn't need to win this one, does he?
I think it has to be Joe because he's going to have to look very dominant going towards that WWE
But what
title.
Does that do for Reigns?
Nothing. Reigns is cool, man.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Reigns starts to become unhinged because he can't
win. Reigns will become like Bret Hart, whining all the time. Yeah. You screw me in the back. You screw me at Greatest Royal Rumble. You screw me with Joe. And you fight with Vince.
Frustrated isn't the beep word
that.
For it.
That's right. Yeah.
This is beep.
Classic. One of the best promos of all
100%.
Time.
Blue cage Bret, coming
Bret
down.
Bret Hart, 97, was phenomenal. Imagine that was his last year at WWE. He did great work.
WWE 97. It was their best year. 1997 was their best year.
You
want to talk
about Bret Hart talk? Bret was outstanding 97. You always say that. Bret doesn't have the character of Shawn Michaels.
It's only when you ever pop a shot.
Let me tell you something. Bret 97 was outstanding.
I agree. I
know you don't. You know, Bret's not the greatest of all time. Bret's this and that. Bret has a poppy. That's what you say.
Uncanny impression, by the way. Uncanny impression. Hello, I'm Neil. Yeah. I'm not sure about Bret Hart 97.
Oh, right. I'm telling you something, that Hart guy.
Consider yourself.
No, Bret, yeah. Listen, that's what
I
happened.
I love Bret Hart. And I love Bret Hart 97.
You don't love Bret as much as me.
No,
that's
right.
A problem. No. Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns will be the new Bret Hart. He'll complain, and that will lead on to the Vince thing.
Yeah.
Push him over.
There's an absolute. Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I like it.
I like it.
Main event.
And that's not the main event.
I sure there's more matches.
AJ Styles and Nakamura.
That's the main event.
No, I'm just saying it.
I've got two for you here.
It might as well be, yeah, because there's no universal title defense.
So either AJ Styles finally works it out and wears a cup. Nakamura gives him the arm thing and goes, "Oh, my arm!" And he puts him in the arm bar and taps him. Or finally, and I think Nakamura is ready for the title.
100%. With that heel persona, he is.
I agree.
But the only problem with that is if he does nutshot him and win the title, doesn't that make AJ look a bit like a dick?
Yeah.
He's been nutshotted four
times. I think AJ's going to retain, especially because Joe cut a promo on him. So Joe's coming for AJ now.
Yeah.
Right. What happens to Nakamura?
That's what I'm worried about because I think Nakamura has to win as well.
I think Nakamura's on an upward swing. People like everyone. I've seen so many people tweet, "I love heel Nakamura."
Yeah.
Isn't this if he's ever going to do it? Isn't now the time? Pull the trigger now.
And I feel like AJ needs to lose the title now.
Yeah, it's getting a little bit stale.
Yeah.
So AJ goes off with Joe.
Yeah.
Nakamura, God knows what.
Yeah.
You know what I can see them doing?
What?
Oh, this is what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Nakamura is going to low blow AJ, win the title, walking out with the belt in his hand. Paige music hits, reverse the decision.
Oh, no, is it an ODQ match, isn't it?
It's no DQ, no disqualification. Which means he can hit him in the nuts as much as you want. I think
AJ's going to be taken.
Nakamura's winning.
Yeah. No, or unless Joe interferes and makes
otherwise. Well, why would he interfere?
Yeah, AJ's going to win.
I'll tell you what, Skills.
Because your prediction's right, the cup thing.
If AJ did use the cup, that would be reminiscent of one of my favourite wrestlers, Bret Hart with Goldberg.
Yes.
Skills?
Yeah.
Right, Skills?
If you're one of your favourite wrestlers.
Just went high five with
him. I think you pronounced Shawn Michaels wrong.
All right, guys. Let us know what you think is going to happen at Backlash. You can tweet us at KickOutPodcast. Is there anything else we have to
do? We've got the Raw and SmackDown in the next couple of weeks.
Yes.
If someone out there can market this podcast, whoever markets this podcast out, whoever gets the name of this podcast out there into the stratosphere the best, I will take you to Raw or SmackDown and I'll buy you drinks. How about that?
And Neil is a man of his word.
He really is, actually. This is not a promotional tool. This is actually genuine. Flew is a man of his word. Listen to what he has to say. If you can help us in any way, make the kick out bigger and better. We'll take
bigger,
you to
stronger,
Raw
faster.
SmackDown, buddy. We'll take you to Raw and SmackDown.
We'll take you to Raw or SmackDown. I'll sort you out some sherbets.
No Bill Cosby. No roofies.
Yeah, no. Oh, wow. Wow.
Okay.
Hey, guys, no one knows roofies better than me. Okay.
Roofies! Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to love
it. Super kick! Super kick! Super kick! Super kick!